Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Troyer here in the driver's seat. Alex Jones is going to be joining me today with the latest breaking news. Now, all sorts of important topics that we're going to be covering today, but I want to just focus on one quickly. And the story's been slowly developing. I've got other headlines about this, but it's the new Republican leadership of Kevin McCarthy, the House Speaker, promising he was going to release the January 6th footage to the public. That has not happened. And despite some murmurings and clamorings about Tucker Carlson's crew getting access to some of it, it was very restricted. But not even to get into the hairs of that, Kevin McCarthy, as of right now, you are a liar. You have not released the January 6th footage to the public like you promised you would so that you could become Speaker of the House. So, you're a liar. Now, you could make right on that. You could still release it. But aside from that, what have we seen in response to the idea of the January 6th footage being released? Well, from Stephen Colbert and his late-night talk show, which is just a Democrat Party propaganda machine. That's it. He just takes his talking points from the Democrat Party propaganda. It's not even late-night TV. It's not even comedy. It's not too hard to figure that out. From pushing you a vaccine that's going to poison you for a year to going on air this week saying, we can't release the January 6th footage. Like, literally, he's reading off a Democrat teleprompter. We can't release the footage. It will release national security secrets. It'll show people where the cameras are at. It's too dangerous. Representative Benny Thompson, Democrat, warns release of January 6th video could compromise Capitol security. Chuck Schumer coming out saying the same thing. We can't release this. What are you, nuts? What are you, crazy? Well, you know, I bet if it was showing something Trump did, they'd want it released. I bet if it showed their narrative of what happened on January 6th to be true, bunch of Trump supporters going in there trying to insurrect, then they'd want you to see it, but they don't. And now here's a journalist, Dana Milbank, saying you can't see it in clip three.
Speaker Kevin McCarthy is under fire for sharing about 44,000 hours of surveillance camera footage from January 6th with Fox News host Tucker Carlson. Other media organizations, including NBC News, have demanded access to the tapes as well. The speaker is more than just a political leader. They also oversee the day-to-day administration of the Capitol, including security. Is there something unprecedented about what McCarthy has done here, Dana?
Yeah, I mean, day after day, it seems that he breaks precedent after precedent. This is another one of the promises he made to the holdouts to give him the speakership. According to Matt Gaetz himself, this is one of the things that Kevin McCarthy promised, to release all of this footage.
And now he's doing your job.
He's released it specifically.
Washington Post columnist Dana Milbank about to tell you can't see the footage. So he's working for you then, because you don't want us to see the footage. And he hasn't followed through. He hasn't made good on his promise to release the footage. But see, it's never enough with these tyrants. They want full control of Kevin McCarthy. They don't even like him releasing it to Fox News crews. But think about it like this. Why don't the Democrats want you to see that footage? Why are the January 6th defendants in court fighting to have that footage released, but not the people claiming that they're guilty of an insurrection? And the same question you could apply to the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. All these European countries are demanding an investigation into the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. You know who's shutting that down? Joe Biden. Why don't they want you to see the January 6th footage? Why don't they want you to know who did the Nord Stream 2 pipeline? The truth is because the Democrats did both of those events.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has proven itself the last 28 years to be over the globalist target and having the biggest effect out there against those tyrants. And we fund our operation with viewers and listeners' support while selling you great products at the same time. So I want to thank all the viewers and listeners who have supported us over the years by spreading the word, praying for the broadcast, and buying product. But I really want to encourage those of you that have been on the fence, have never actually gone to InfoWarsStore.com, to go there and get the great books and films and supplements and survival gear that's there that won't just empower you and enrich your life, but again, will keep this broadcast transmitting. So whether it's Real Red Pill Plus or our super high-quality CBD oil or the 50% off or our great Fizzy Magnesium product, or whether it's Down and Out, our great Sleep Aid that's back in stock, it's all there. Our turmeric, 95% cumanoid, strongest out there, turmeric 95, it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps us on the air. So make the decision to enrich your life and keep us on air, InfoWarsStore.com.
It's the final countdown for freedom for humans on planet Earth, or even humanity on planet Earth. Or it's the final countdown for global government tyranny, medical tyranny, weaponized government against the people of this planet, stopping us from controlling our destiny. This is the Alex Jones Show, live here on this Monday, February 27th, 2023. Filling in for Alex Owen Schroyer today. Alex is joining me in the second hour with big breaking news. And I'm also hoping, we're efforting to get Jim Hoft on or somebody from the Gateway Pundit to cover a lot of the election news that's breaking, where just wild stuff coming out of Arizona, wild stuff coming out of Houston, wild stuff coming out of Los Angeles. And it's the stuff you would expect, but we're talking about millions of illegal votes. We're talking about voter fraud that can obviously overturn true election results, and a lot of criminal activity that's being exposed. But there's an old headline that's another headline from today, from this weekend, and that is legal walls close in on Trump. Walls close in on Trump. And this is their big syndicated article bashing Trump from over the weekend. You can go on a Google search and plug in walls close in on Trump. And since 2016, 2015 probably even, you'll find all kinds of stories, news reports, walls close in. There's entire video compilations, probably at Grabian. But they're out there, entire media compilations, and it's just one talking head after the other, like they're reading off the same script, like we've seen before, and they all say, the walls are closing in on Trump. The walls are closing in. The walls are closing in. The walls are closing in. Look at that. There it is right there. So, are the walls closing in on Trump? Have they been closing in on Trump for, what, 7 years now? They're closing in. The walls are closing in. They've been saying it for 7 years, but that's not even the point. The point is that the walls are closing in on the globalists. The walls are closing in on the Biden administration. Why doesn't the Biden administration want to investigate the Nord Stream 2 pipeline explosion? Because they did it. And guess what? The rest of the world is figuring that out, including the European countries that are having meetings, leaving the United States out, leaving the Biden administration out, trying to decide how they're going to deal with this madness. They don't want war with Russia. They don't want World War III. NATO does not want Ukraine, and Ukraine is not in the NATO alliance. And it was the Biden administration that blew up the Nord Stream 2 pipeline as a false flag event to try to get Europe more invested into the war against Russia in Ukraine, and it didn't take. It didn't take. So our leaders are basically mad villains, psychotic, mad, but really even more psychotic than mad. They're just incompetent. They're defunct. They're not in their prime. They're not sending their best. So the walls are actually closing in on Joe Biden. But that's just half the story. The walls are closing in on the idea of global government because people are starting to realize what it really means, what it really represents, what stopping man-made climate change really is about. Remove climate change from that and you've got it. Well, that's just stopping man. Bingo. Bingo. But no, the walls are closing in on Pete Buttigieg. You know, they tried to blame Trump for the whole train derailment, and there's a bunch of news on that today. Well, it actually turns out, no, it wasn't the regulations cut by Trump. It was a demand that the unions made after Trump to the Biden administration and Pete Buttigieg. And the union said, we don't need to have all of these crew members on like Trump wanted, plus the automated system. And so the story was that, oh, there was only one crew member on the train, and they were trying to blame that on Trump. Well, actually, it was the union request to do that. But it turns out there were actually three people on the train. They were crew members during the derailment. So again, they lied. They were wrong. But isn't that so typical? Blame Trump for what you've done? Trump stole the election. No, you guys steal elections. The walls are closing in on Joe Biden. The walls are closing in on the military-industrial complex. Now, that's dangerous because it's the whole flip over the board, turn over the table moment of desperation that we could be facing. But it's the same why. Why don't the Democrats and their friends in the media want you to see the January 6th footage? Because it shows everything they've told you about January 6th is a lie, and it will show you that it was indeed Democrats. I mean, I don't know if they would call themselves Democrats, but Antifa types, leftist types, maybe FBI provocateurs with their face masks on, with their black hoodies and black pants and black Antifa gear, breaking in, busting through, tearing down the barriers. And then when the Trump supporters get in there with, you know, their American flags and their Trump hats, they're just kind of walking through the velvet ropes like, oh, well, this is kind of cool. Like it's a tourism event. So they lied about that. They sent in their provocateurs and false flagged it and lied about it. And now they don't want you to see the evidence. Isn't it so obvious? January 6th defendants like myself begging for the footage to be released. Why would I want that footage to be released? Because it'll show the entire event that they are claiming it was. Is a lie. Same with the other defendants, the ones rotting in jail cells. You know, the doctors, the military veterans, the moms, the dads, rotting in jail cells for years. They want the footage released. Why? Because it'll prove their innocence. So why don't the Democrats want the footage released? Why don't their friends and their propaganda agents in the American media, in the mainstream media, why don't they want the footage released? Well, it's the exact same why they don't want you to know who blew up the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Because they did it. The Democrats did January 6th. They stood down the National Guard. They stood down the D.C. police. They sent in their provocateurs. They had a film crew, a documentary film crew, ready to go because they knew they were staging this false flag. And even Nancy Pelosi's daughter, who was shooting the documentary, how convenient that day, has come out and said in a hot mic, hot camera, she didn't know she was on, saying, yeah, there was no insurrection on January 6th. The whole thing is a lie. So why don't the Democrats and their friends in the mainstream media want you to see the January 6th footage? The same reason they don't want you to know who blew up the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, because they did it. They did it. They are the bad guys. They are the crooks. They are the criminals. They are the liars. And the minute you realize that, the entire gig is up. The minute you realize these are the most coordinated, conscious, lying, conniving, deceiving people on earth, why would you trust anything else they're selling you? You're not going to trust their global government. You're not going to trust their medical tyranny. You're not going to trust their stop man-made climate change agenda. You're not going to trust anything they sell you anymore, and you shouldn't, and you never should. But that's why they're in a circle the wagons technique right now, saying, you can't see the January 6th footage. It's dangerous. And we can't know who blew up the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. It's dangerous. Really? Well, yeah, I guess it is dangerous for the criminals that did it. In other words, it's dangerous for you, the Democrats.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You know, I don't want to spend all day on this, but I've got some news I'll cover right now, and we'll move on for the time being. I will tell you that reporter for the Gateway Pundit, Kara Castronova, is going to be joining me on the War Room later today to discuss some of the latest January 6th developments with those cases that are ongoing. But the question that needs to be asked, why is the same media and the same Democrat Party that told you January 6th was the worst event in American history, worse than Pearl Harbor, worse than 9/11. And if you're listening to me and you think that I'm exaggerating or being sensational, no, they literally did that. That's not me dramatizing the situation. That's them. They compared it and said it was worse on national television, saying January 6th was worse than 9/11 and Pearl Harbor. Some of them saying combined. That's how deranged these lunatics are. But, I mean, anybody that would want a global government is clearly a little deranged. But, no, they told you it was the worst thing ever. They told you you need to be concerned. They told you it was a terror attack. And now they're telling you you can't see the footage from that day. I mean, that should give away the entire operation right there. Worst attack on the U.S. Capitol ever. Worst terror attack in U.S. history. Insurrection. Wow, that sounds bad. I'd like to see some of that footage. No, you can't see the footage. Oh, why not? You build it up. You say how bad it is. You sell us on this event, and now we can't even see the evidence? Pretty obvious what's going on there, isn't it? And then there's Kevin McCarthy. Boy, oh boy. I had hope. I thought he would come through. And he promised us he'd release the footage. Kevin! Oh, Kevin! Where's the footage, buddy? It's been over a month now. We'd like that footage. And Kevin, in case you haven't noticed, that footage has the Democrat Party absolutely panicked. And the mainstream media absolutely panicked. And don't tell me it's about national security. Don't tell me it's about security or safety concerns. These people have the southern border wide open with rapists and murderers and drug dealers and human traffickers pouring in, making billions of dollars every day. Don't tell me about national security. You don't want me to see what really happened on January 6th. Bullcrap. So, Kevin McCarthy, hi. Hi, Kevin. Where's that footage you promised us, Kevin? Kevin? Kevin, you promised us some footage. The Democrats are absolutely panicked over it. You think we could get that footage, huh? You think you could maybe come through with that promise, oh, Kevin? Or are you the stinker? Are you the swamp creature that we thought you were? I gave him a chance. I've given him the benefit of the doubt in the month since he was confirmed as the House Speaker. But looking for something here, Kevin. We ain't got all day. But you see, it's the same reason they don't want you talking about the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. And I'm going to move on, but it needs to be well understood by the American people. And now, Donald Trump went on Glenn Beck's radio show
This morning, Trump to Glenn Beck, Nord Stream attack could have been us. The one group it wasn't was Russia. That was actually over the weekend. Trump said that with Glenn Beck. And that's just the truth. I mean, you have Victoria Nuland, who's just, she's elbow deep in all the Ukrainian corruption with the biolabs and Rosemont Seneca and Hunter Biden. She's been over there for years. She's been over there for decades. She knows what's going on. And you have Joe Biden, you have Victoria Nuland, you have all these members of the Biden administration coming out and saying, we're gonna stop the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. We're going to blow up the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. And then it happens, and you say, wow, it must have been those guys that said they were going to do it. And they say, oh, no, what not? Oh, oops. We bragged about committing a war crime. Oh, oops. We bragged about wanting to commit a terror attack. And then we did it. And we bragged about it. And now we're caught. It's like Joe Biden in front of the Council on Foreign Relations. I mean, Ukraine has been stealing billions of dollars from the United States for years. And Biden loves it. Biden loves it because it's 10% for the big guy. So what's 10% of a billion? 100 million? Did Joe Biden get $100 million when he released the $1 billion for Ukraine so that they would fire a prosecutor that wasn't investigating his son? Did Biden get 10% of that money too? See, this is why our politicians love all this foreign money that we give away, because they can use it as bribe and leverage material. You better not investigate my son's criminal activity in Ukraine, or we're not going to send you $1 billion. And he brags about it in front of the Council on Foreign Relations, and then the guy gets fired, and his son Hunter Biden makes millions of dollars working for a gas company. He has no experience in the oil field, in the oil industry. They're criminals, they're crooks, and they've been caught, and they brag about it on national television. We're going to blow up the pipeline. We didn't blow up the pipeline. So Trump telling the truth on Glenn Beck, and everybody knows it. Russia knows they blew it up. Switzerland knows they blew it up. Norway was apparently involved. Germany knows the United States blew it up. Everybody knows it. And so there's a real standoff going on as far as how involved NATO and these other European allies want to get involved in Ukraine to back Biden's war against Russia, to protect their criminal vassal state of Ukraine, their money laundering, their asset laundering operation. Hungary demands UN investigation in a scandalous attack on Nord Stream 2 pipelines. Again, though, you don't hear United States demands investigation. You don't hear Joe Biden demands investigation. You don't hear Vladimir Zelensky demands investigation. No, you don't, do you? You hear about these European countries demanding an investigation, but you get crickets. You get silence from the Biden administration. They don't want it to be investigated because they did it. Remember when liberals were anti-war? This is going to be a nice little thorn in your side. This is going to be a nice little dagger into you fake anti-war liberals. President George W. Bush supports U.S. involvement in Ukraine. There you go, folks. There you go. So now Bush supports the war in Ukraine. You libs still going to like that? You Obama voters, the anti-war Democrats, you hated George Bush. You called him a war criminal. He killed millions of people in Iraq, right? Afghanistan, right, right. He's so bad, right, right. Now, oh, but the war in Ukraine, though, you guys agree with that, don't you? Don't you? His cognitive decline is going to get people killed. Former White House physician says Joe Biden is leading U.S. into war. Yeah, actually, people already died in Afghanistan. People have already died in Ukraine, so it's already caused people to die.
I've got some good news. Our high-quality supplements really work, and we have about an 80% reorder rate with customers. That's the good news. They're amazing. The bad news is around 1% or a little less of our actual viewers and listeners ever go to InfoWarsStore.com and ever actually buy the products. So you're missing out on these products, plus it funds the InfoWar. Think of what we've done with just 1% of our massive audience actually buying products. Think what would happen if those of you on the fence actually went to InfoWarsStore.com and got some of these amazing products. I would recommend turmeric 95 for your joints, your bones, inflammation, to get one of the biggest effects so you reorder it and see how great it is. Also, we've got the super high quality full spectrum CBD oil that's so good for your neurological systems, your brain, your joints, your bones as well. Or Real Red Pill Plus. Just go try the product, fund the InfoWar, and help us defeat the new world together. InfoWarsStore.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And as always, an honor and a privilege to be with you here today. The emergency transmissions are still blasting out internationally. Despite the globalists, the global criminal cabal, secret society's agenda to have us removed. And, you know, I have to tell you, I brought in today, I haven't taken my morning supplements. I was running around all morning and I didn't have time, but I did put them in a little baggie here. And so these are my morning supplements. Let's see how many we got in here. I think we got exactly 10 different pills in here. I think 6 or 7 of them are right from InfoWarsStore.com. And so I still need to take those. Just need to get a cup of water. But
I really do take the products from InfoWarsStore.com. I really am a product of the products from InfoWarsStore.com. So I'm not just up here selling you something, talking about something that I don't take and use myself. We really do have the best supplements. And when you realize how depleted our diets are of basic nutrition, you realize this is why the supplement industry has taken off throughout the years. But considering what a large industry it's become, obviously the people come in bringing you low-quality supplements at the highest price. We do the opposite. We bring you the highest quality supplements at the lowest price and then use that to fund ourselves at InfoWarsStore.com. So that's what we do to stay on air. We don't take money from big pharmaceutical companies like Pfizer so that we can't warn you about the deadly side effects of their vaccine, unlike the mainstream news outlets that are beholden to their corporate sponsors, whether it's Big Hollywood or Big Pharma or Big Agra, and then they can't talk about it. And, you know, it's funny enough, but that was kind of the plot line for Anchorman 2, which is actually a really underrated movie. Usually those follow-ups aren't as good, but Anchorman 2 was really good. But that was the whole plot line. It's like, oh, they can't talk about the real news because it hurts their corporate sponsors. Well, we don't have the corporate sponsors. We have you, the sponsors, shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. And so we appreciate that. We do still have the prebiotic fiber 40% off right now and all of the InfoWars MD line supplements at a discount as well at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, it's your support there that keeps us on the air. But there's supplements there at InfoWarsStore.com I will not go a day without taking, like DNA Force Plus for one. And so much more. And, of course, you know I won't go on air without Brain Force Plus or Brain Force Ultra. So when I've got a long day of double duty like today, Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, my go-to, also on sale exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Wow. It was like we planned that out, guys. That's synergy here on a Monday. All right. The walls are closing in on the deep state. The walls are closing in on the globalists. The walls are closing in on Big Pharma. Woody Harrelson is an American hero. After what he did on Saturday Night Live. Now, there's an older video that's kind of resurfaced. Second video of Woody Harrelson blasting Big Pharma appears online, this time with Bill Maher agreeing. Yeah, Bill Maher's an actual liberal. And while he has a lot of differences in ideologies from, let's say, right-wingers or conservatives, he's not a psychotic, big government, control freak authoritarian. And so he sees that stuff and calls it out. And with the vaccines, that has been an obvious one. But I'm not going to play the clip. The whole monologue is about 6 minutes. They have it on the screen here. But Woody Harrelson just so perfectly breaks down the madness of COVID and the vaccines, but in a humorous way that's like he's telling you what happened but saying that's impossible because nobody would believe that, except that's exactly what happened, ironically enough. And so it goes totally viral, and sadly, a lot of people are waking up now to the truth about the vaccines and the side effects and this died suddenly situation. The good news is, because of this realization and because of this awakening, I mean, you realize their entire plan was to probably have you on about your fourth or fifth vaccine by now. And that's why they gave you that certification card. And remember, it had like five boxes in it. So the plan really from Pfizer and the big pharma companies that own our government and own our media, the plan was really to have you on about your fourth or fifth shot by now or dead. But not just InfoWars, but because of all the other news outlets out there pushing back against it, the whole vaccine pass failed. This whole booster, get your boosters and get your third booster and fourth booster has just completely collapsed. And so the good news is that
you got one of these vaccines, the odds of you having a life-altering side effect are pretty low. Pretty low. You have two, three, four, they exponentially increase with each shot, obviously. But everybody's sadly learning about this now. FDA reveals rare, possibly fatal neurological disorder is a potential risk with new Pfizer vaccine. And now they're investigating another professional athlete's death. 42-year-old former U.S. swimming champ dies in Virgin Islands, found on the floor. Police are investigating, so we don't know the story there, but it's another die suddenly phenomenon either way. But it's every day. And I have, from all over the country, just friends and audience members, from all over the country, and it's local news stories. 12-year-old basketball player dies, cardiac arrest. 14-year-old football player dies on the field, cardiac arrest. Cross-country runner dies, cardiac arrest. Like, this has never happened before. This is odd. Yeah, well, the number one side effect for the vaccine is the heart problems. And they just want to normalize it. And you can go find all these different stories now. And they run television ads about how it's normal for 12-year-old boys and girls to have heart attacks. That's normal now. Nothing to see there. Don't worry about that. Well, that wasn't normal. Why is it normal now? What has changed? Okay, this story just broke. I didn't even see this. Just broke. 31-year-old former Mets minor league pitcher Matt Poveretko dies suddenly of a heart attack. 31 years old, professional athlete, dies suddenly heart attack. So, boy, oh boy, I'll tell you. Trying to pace myself today. I've got a long day, and I'm trying to pace myself, but you know, I got to tell you. You know, I've got friends, I've got family, and I meet people that are now friends, and they took the vaccine, and they, you know, they didn't know any better. They don't even watch news. They don't even care. They just were told it was safe and effective. They were told they needed to go to work. They were told they needed to travel. They were told they needed to fight against a COVID infection. Just all lies. Just all lies. And, you know, maybe you experienced this too. I mean, it's such a difficult subject to breach because I'm not trying to put people I know and care about into this state of fear irrationally, but it's just like, man. So all I say is, oh, okay, hey, make sure you don't get another. Make sure you don't get another. Like, hey, there's a lot of bad side effects. They're killing people. Make sure you do not get another. And the good news is most of them never did go back to get the booster. But, man, it makes me so mad they got tricked.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Who joins us coming up in the next hour, part of the story when it comes to the 15-minute city idea that is now being talked about. And there's already some examples of this, like they want to build this wall city in Saudi Arabia, which I'm actually not even that opposed to as much as other commentators have been. It's really just tyranny. Do you want to go live in some wall facility or commune like that? I have no problem with that. You can't force people into doing it, and maybe the thing ends up working out. But more realistically, it's not just an infrastructure built where you just have your whole life there in this hub, but it's the tyranny and the surveillance and the social credit system and everything that comes along with it, which is really right out of China. And so the best way to describe a 15-minute city would basically to say you're in an open-air prison camp and you can't, I mean, ultimately they like the situation if they can control all the resources. This is why they have to destroy the Amish and other such people, so that you can't live outside the city. They control the water, they control the food. And you just literally can't even exist. You can't live. They want to make it impossible to farm. Bill Gates buying up all the farmland. They want to make being Amish illegal. They want to make just having natural organic food that you can just grow right there on your land. Have animals and plants and everything to be self-sustainable. They want to shut all that down. And so imagine an open-air prison, and yes, there will be bars around the city for your protection, of course, for your protection. Of course, they're built to keep you in. They're built to keep you in. And imagine, like at a ball game, and this is what I was talking about with Alex, is what I saw at this ball game over the weekend. But imagine you've got the reverse turnstile when you leave the stadium, and I don't know if they really make these anymore, but where you can only walk out and you can't get back in, except it's the opposite. You can't leave once you're in. You're in the open-air prison facility. And having the cashless society is one of the big parts. Now, apparently, Cleveland is already doing this. So Hillary Clinton says, we need to have a cashless society to stop climate change. And the man-made climate change myth is the foundational lie that all of this next-level tyranny is going to be built upon. But here's a report. Cleveland, Ohio, apparently wants to become the first 15-minute city in the United States.
Bibb introduced the idea of being the first 15-minute city in the United States. He did this in his State of the City address last night.
The urban planning model is new, but city planners told our Sarah Shookman the time is now to tap into federal dollars to address some of Cleveland's deeper problems.
Imagine a Cleveland where everything you need is less than 15 minutes away.
It's this ideal planning framework where human needs and desires are accessible within a 15-minute walk, bicycle ride, or transit trip. And that's really what we're striving for in this new planning model.
City planner Matt Moss says it doesn't have to be a dream. Instead of a concrete jungle where people work and separate places where people live, in a 15-minute city, everything is closer.
It's starting out with the city we have now and then asking residents how they might want their community to grow or change in ways that, again, make things more accessible or provide them with more opportunities to access the things they want to get to in their day-to-day lives.
So this has failure written all over it for multiple reasons. The entire concept is impossible, first of all. This idea, I mean, you're literally talking about a Judge Dredd-style megacity, or you're talking about like a scene from The Fifth Element with 500-story skyscrapers and everything's in your building, like in Judge Dredd. And you can't leave, you can't get in. But this whole concept is ludicrous, and if you want to live in a 15-minute city lifestyle, you can already do that. You can already, I've had it before, maybe not a 15-minute city is the best way to put it, but I've strategically located myself before where I'm right next to a bus stop or right next to a train stop, so I can utilize that public transit, or better yet, I'll find somewhere to live that's a mile or two from where I work. I walk to work. I bike to work for about 5 years of my life when I was living in St. Louis. So you can already choose that lifestyle if you want it. This is about removing the element of choice. Selling it to you like it's this great idea. Tell me how. Okay, I'll tell you what. You want to build a 15-minute city? Okay, I'm all for it. We just spent $150 billion in Ukraine. Do you think we could have built a 15-minute city with that? Look at the Dallas Cowboys Stadium, AT&T Stadium, Jerry World. Look at that construction. Look at that monstrosity of a building. That was $1 billion. You could have built 150 of those. Hell, one Dallas Cowboys stadium is like a city. You could have built 150 of those, and you gave the money to Ukraine for what? You want to build a 15-minute city? Fine. Stop giving our money to other countries.
Go ahead, build your 15-minute city. Go ahead, build your little organic, self-sustainable 15-minute city infrastructure. I'm for it. Let's see it. Maybe it works. Maybe it doesn't. Let's give it a try. No, 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 no. You're going to have a bunch of, I mean, look, I don't know anything about that guy that we just played in the Cleveland news report there, but I don't think I'd want him running my life. I'll put it like that, okay? I don't want him running my life. So all these people are going to do now is they're going to destroy, you watch, if they actually implement this in Cleveland, Cleveland is going to be worse to live in now. And they're going to destroy your infrastructure, and they're going to destroy your normal commute and everything you're used to, and it's going to be a complete bungled mess, and nobody's going to even buy into this idea of a 15-minute city. So what, you can only work at the local fast food place, or you can only work at the local grocery store? Well, what if you want to work somewhere else? What if you got a job somewhere out of town? What if you need to drive far to work? What if you want to live outside of the city? See, this is all about removing choice. And the cashless society has everything to do with it. And Alex may want to talk about this when he comes back. I know he's got news he wants to break, but I'm at the Austin FC football club soccer game over the weekend, and they've already got all the venues here in Austin that are cash free. Every venue here in Austin is cash free. I mean, there's local venues and stuff and bars, but I mean, if you want to go to a big concert, if you want to go to a big sporting event, all the venues are cash free. You can only use your card. And I always complain, and the workers are always like, yeah, it's bullcrap, we don't like it either. And then someone else will overhear it and say, yeah, this is BS. So nobody even wants this crap. It just gets forced on us by the big corporations that own everything. And they have all the money. So, yeah, I mean, I get it. You're a ball stadium, you're a venue or whatever. You're trying to make money, you're trying to cut costs, and you get told by the payment processors and the cards processors and all your different corporate sponsors, you got to do the cashless stuff. And so they do it. But there's this new thing. I don't know if this is unique to Austin or if others have experienced this. I don't even know how it works. This is crazy. You walk in to, they have this, it's like a tiny little marketplace, like a bodega type of situation at the ball games, where they'll just have 20 refrigerators lined up and little, you know, display things of popcorn and chips and peanuts and stuff. And it's got an arm, like it has Subway, and you flash your Subway ticket and the arm lifts up and you go ride the Subway. Well, this is like a little market that they have at the stadium, and you flash your card. You have to have your chip on your card to get in, and you put your chip in front of the reader on your debit card, and the arm lifts up, and you can go in. And somehow, the technology, the surveillance technology they have, watches what you grab and charges you when you walk out, and you don't have to swipe it or anything else. Well, yeah, and eventually they want that to be in your wrist, and eventually they want it to be mandatory in order for you to get access to the 15-minute cities where they're going to have all the food, all the water, all the resources. This is their plan for tyranny over you.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.